Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Savior. He's the Good Shepherd, the bread of life. Amen. And He's the revelation of the only true God. Lord, we welcome You. We honor You. Thank You for saving us. Thank You for coming to the earth, dying for us. I believe with those listening for their needs. In the wonderful name of Jesus, also we pray that You will send out laborers into the harvest and around the world and in Israel, we pray that You continue to send out laborers to Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Israel in the wonderful name of Jesus. This series is generally titled, Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. Men and women, every person was born to fellowship with the Almighty God. God does want to save every person. For God so loved the world. And there's many scriptures that back that up. People who have been to heaven have confirmed this truth and have said that children under the age of five, when they die, they go directly to heaven. Amen. And the truth, the revelation that God wants to fellowship with man is also one of the greatest examples of His love and how He's fully available and how He's justified Himself to the world. To think that the only... Let's just think about that for just to take a pause. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, wants to fellowship with you. And even forever. Those who make it to heaven will literally be in God's presence, the presence of Jesus Christ forever. And He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person. When someone may say, well, you're speaking about the same things. And there's several reasons that I'm doing this. Let me just list some of them. Number one, this is the answer. This is how we walk with Him. This is how we know Him, walk with Him. This is how we do everything in our most holy faith, is knowing Him and experiencing His presence and glory and then moving into the phases. And ultimately, He does offer fellowship. Very few people get that. Get what's called the anointing, which I spoke about yesterday. Very few people fellowship with God, okay? But it's this glorious mystery and a reality that even every day, every person on the earth has the opportunity first to be saved. That's the first phase. And then they have the opportunity to go into the subsequent phases. There's four phases of knowing God. Even every day, believers have the same opportunity. Believers, there's three realms of prayer. Jesus revealed that. We have the opportunity. A believer can walk away and not seek God at all. You know, and I just say this in very humbly and in reverence. And I want to say this in love, He's merciful. We can come back to Him. If someone's away from Jesus Christ, if they've known Him but they're away, they can come back to Him today. Amen. That's our God, our great God is a God of mercy. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is from everlasting to those who fear Him. If someone is not saved, they can get saved instantly, and it's the greatest miracle. Amen. What a glorious miracle. We just did two websites. Well, one website, receivejesuschrist.com. So we're just, you know, glory to God forever. Okay, now back to the list, okay? Number one, this is how we walk with Him, know Him, is experiencing His presence, His glory. Number two, I'm surprised that more ministers, preachers, and so forth are not speaking about this. How can they not speak about this truth that man wants to fellowship with God, that His presence and glory is that so wonderful, so beautiful? Jesus is the brightness of His glory, the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the Lord God Almighty. And so that revelation that Jesus Christ is God, when someone knows Him, if you know Jesus Christ, you have God Almighty in your life, within you, all around you. Amen. He's more than just, He is the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the Good Shepherd. All these wonderful things. And He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I mean, that, when the Holy Spirit reveals that to someone, it will transform them. And He's the one. He's the great revealer of Jesus Christ and of the gospel of our most holy faith. Amen. How wonderful this is. He is Jesus Christ. Here's another reason. Let's say number three. As we walk with Jesus, it gets simpler and easier and more wonderful and more glorious down to that very, and everything in our most holy faith. This awesome, great and awesome God of the universe.